any other ways that you could think of Right Smart being used?
Well, speaking of someone really being smart, intellectually, like,
sure.
You could say that it was quite smart.
He's what?
He's quite smart.
All right, are right?
Right smart.
Okay. What about somebody had to endure, would you ever use right smart with right smart of pain?
Yes, you would.
What about trouble, luck?
Yes.
What about rain?
Yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm.
How would you say it was rain?
You would say we had a
right
smart of rain.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to say something stronger, something more enthusiastic than just simply yes, you would say, well, someone says, do you go to church every Sunday?
Sure I do.
And, if you're talking to an older person, traditionally in the South, you would not just say yes. If he's a man, you'd say
yes, yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am.
And if it's a man?
Yes, sir, or no, sir.
And if someone just intensely disliked to go to a certain place, you might say he
hates to go there.
Okay.
He
put a word in front of dreaded the place.
He sure dreaded that place.
All right. If it wasn't just a little cold this morning, you might say it was
chilly.
Blank cold. It was put a word in front of cold.
It was not very cold.
Or somebody cooks something and you taste it and you like it, you might say that's blank good.
That's very good. That's real good.
Okay. And you said that, you know, the exclamation that you would not use but that you have heard using God's name, God damn.
Mm-hmm.
What about damn used as an exclamation if somebody hits their finger?
Yes.
Oh,
I've heard that.
Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah, just the old damn.
All right. And with the word after it?
Damn it.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
What about just some exclamations of surprise, not that strong? If you, something that provokes you and you just,
well, one that I've heard, and I have said it a good bit, is Dad Shum. It was just this man that used to do it, and we've always, a lot of us that know him, a lot of times when we get out done with someone, we say, well, Dad Shum it.
That's pretty bad, huh? Okay. What else? What others do you think of that the kids say, or that Easter says, or just, you know, not real profane, but just sort of...
All the dickens.
Okay. If you're just a little
to heck with it.
All right. If you're just a little bit peeved with yourself, you've forgotten something, like I was putting the tape on the wrong reel. What would you say? Anything like that?
I'd say, all the dickens. I don't know what's the matter with me.
All right.
Something.
And if something shocking is reported, and you perhaps, about you, and you perhaps resent the suggestion, you might say,
Why the heck, you say?
All right. Are the...
the dickens. The very idea.
All right. And when you meet someone by way of greeting, when you ask about their health, you probably say...
Well, how are you feeling?
Okay. If you're introduced to a stranger, you probably say...
Glad to meet you.
Okay. How do you do? You use that one?
Yes. How do you do? I'm glad to meet you.
And if someone has been to your home, you enjoyed the visit, you might say, well, come
again. Come back to see us.
And on December the 25th, you might say,
Merry Christmas.